Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series, where we explore the vast and mysterious world of spirituality. Whether you're seeking guidance on your spiritual journey, interested in learning more about different spiritual practices and beliefs, or simply looking for inspiration to deepen your connection with the divine, then this is a show just for you. Join us as we delve into topics such as mindfulness, meditation, manifestation, energy healing, and much more. Our aim is to provide a safe and inclusive space for all listeners to explore their spirituality and connect with like-minded individuals. So grab a cup of tea, get comfortable, and let's journey together on the path of spiritual awakening. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Spiritual Spotlight series. Today, I'm joined by Suzanne Casamento. She's an author, an amp coil sound, and PEMF practitioner. She's also working on a memoir about her healing journey, which I'm super excited to be talking about. Suzanne, thank you so much for coming on the Spiritual Spotlight series. I'm happy you're here.
I'm happy to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm very excited. We're like, woo, woo, woo.
Me too. We're already dancing.
We're already dancing. I love this. So let me see. What wonderful questions do I have prepared here? So you actually suffered from a lot of chronic conditions that led you into kind of pursuing, you know, other modalities such as EFT and other things. Can you maybe start by telling us more about the initial moment where you're dealing with a lot of back pain and emotional pain? And what was the tipping point that maybe led you to seek a form of somatic therapy? Does that make sense? Yes, I'll get there.
Yes, I'm following you. I know exactly where you are.
Okay. I love it.
So I was actually bitten by a tick in 2003, and I had the chronic bullseye and or the classic bullseye, which only 50% of cases have. So I was really lucky to actually know that what it was. And then I was treated. You know, I took antibiotics, and the doctor said, "Your test came back clear. Forget you ever had it." And I was like, "Okay," because I had no idea.
Yeah.
And in 2012, I moved into a little beach shack, and it had hidden mold in it. And I didn't know there was hidden mold in it. And
oh my gosh.
I didn't know. I know, right? And at the time, I had no idea that mold could re-trigger Lyme disease. I didn't know any of this. Mm-hmm. So it started with I had chronic infections, urinary tract infections, kidney infections, yeast infections, vaginal infections. It was horrible. And massive candida infections that just wouldn't go away.
Yeah.
And then I got dumped, and my back exploded. I mean, literally, like I had a herniated disc in my lower back and spasms, and I was unable to walk, unable to move. I was, it really took me about 8 months to be able to walk again, walk normally again, I should say. And so there was a moment where I was in the beach shack, and I'm lying on the couch, crying, high on painkillers. My back is killing me. And I'm staring at the ceiling. And I said, I think I need to get some help. And that was the moment. And so I happened to be in this writing group with another woman who said, oh, I know this amazing somatic therapist. You got to go and see her. And I was like, what's somatic therapy? And I discovered that it is therapy that is movement. So really it's learning how to reassociate with your body. You know, we spend our lifetimes disassociating with our bodies, or at least I did. And so, so it was a combination of talk and somatic therapy that really launched my healing journey.
That is amazing. I find it very interesting about, like, for people who have Lyme disease, and it's almost like unseen, not visible, like chronic conditions that, you know, I'm a registered nurse. I run a doctor's office, and I feel like there's a lot of patients that kind of fall through the cracks, you know, with invisible illnesses. Like, and it's interesting, like Lyme disease, we've had patients call that want to be tested for mold. And I feel like unless there's a doctor that's bought into this, then like, you're like, well, who's going to take care of me? Who's going to help me? And I think it's amazing that you really turned towards this like somatic therapist. And then you found other holistic healing methods, such as acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, breath work, meditation, and more. Like, you found a lot of different practices. Can you maybe share a particular method that had a profound effect on your healing journey?
Yeah. You're so right about the doctors. I mean, I went to Western doctor after Western doctor after Western doctor who, you know, would say, well, your tests look fine. And
yeah, you're good. Your labs are normal.
Yeah. Your labs are normal.
And, you're like, I'm not, I don't feel well.
Exactly. And they would ask me, you know, do you think a little of this is in your head?
Is it anxiety? You know, is it depression?
Yeah. You know,
I do.
That's exactly it. Right. So I'm being gaslit by the Western doctors everywhere I went.
Yes.
And then, yeah. And so, like you said, I went to Chinese herbalists, I went to homeopath, naturopaths, I mean, you know, acupuncturists, all the things. And the three modalities that helped me the most were breathwork, meditation, the AMP coil, which is the sound and PEMF therapy that I'm doing now, and energy healing. Oh, those were the three things that like really got me
going
rising,
back to basic, rising. Back to a functioning member of society.
Yes. Yes. Yep. Yeah.
So tell me, I mean, I'm not familiar with AMP coil, and I'm also not familiar with PEMF. Can you please tell us what both of those things are?
Sure. So, So AMP coil is a PEMF device. It also incorporates sound therapy. So PEMF stands for pulsed electromagnetic fields and, basically frequencies, right? Because we're all energy, we're all frequencies.
Right.
And, this device, tunes your cells to their optimum frequencies. It's basically like a tuning fork, right? So, you know, when you think about all the stuff that's in our environment, you know, we have unbreathable air, we've got dirty water, we've got, you know, we've got heavy metals and pesticides and everything,
toxins.
Molds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Toxins, everything. So our cells are not working properly.
They don't.
Yes. We're a cesspool.
I mean, really, like, I'm sorry, but we pick up a lot of crap. Like,
yeah. It's in everything. It's in what we eat. It's in you know, what we breathe.
Yeah.
Everything. Unavoidable. So like, if you think about a normal, round, healthy cell, right. You know, traveling along with all its normal, round, healthy cell friends and operating the way they're supposed to be, that's not what's happening. You know, our cells have dents in them. I mean, they're not breathing properly. They're not, they're impaired. And so the AMP coil tunes the cells to their optimum frequencies. And it sort of gets them like, oh, wait, this is what I'm supposed to be. This is what I'm supposed to do. So it excites them. It helps them breathe and it helps them dump their garbage.
Okay. That is amazing. So, okay. I'm like, so AMP coil, like, is it something that you could turn this on and I could experience the benefits, or do I have to go somewhere to experience the benefits?
So normally, I run in-person one-on-one sessions,
nice.
But my sensitive friends, I can run a program and they can feel it wherever they are. So I definitely do remote sessions for people who are open to it. You definitely have to be open to it. So
that is amazing. Like, cause I mean, honestly, this is a spiritual spotlight series. So most of my listeners are in the spiritual realm. They're empathic. They're used to energy healing. They're used to, you know, all of these things. And this just sounds like to bring up our cells to an optimal vibrational frequency sounds so transformative. So can you tell me like either about yourself or about other clients that have like had a powerful transformation from this type of modality and healing system?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm obviously very excited.
I know. It's so exciting though. I mean, it really is.
It really is. So, it's like, oh my gosh, this is cool.
It is. I know. I actually have the coil on my lap, so I'm going to show it to you. So this is what it looks like.
This.
So,
looks like a donut.
So it looks like a donut. It looks like a donut, but it acts like.
But it acts like a supercharged frequency machine.
Like, there, you got it. It's kind of, I mean, so you don't hear anything when it's on your belly. You know, you might hear a tone here or there, and sometimes it vibrates just a little tiny bit, but it's basically like, I like to compare it to, or I like to say it's like a subwoofer to your cells.
Wow.
So, zoom. And yeah. And yeah. It has all these different programs, which they call journeys. Okay. And, you know, there are some that are high level for relax all, helps to relax your nervous system. There's a general harmonizer that's just super groovy. Then there are things like headache help or deep sleep. Very, you know, intuitive.
Specific. It's like, yeah.
Yes. Very. And then there's a general detox album. And in there, it's like, you can detox airways, liver, kidney, brain. And that's incredible. So it can get really, finite, if you will, right, which is right. Really cool.
I like that.
So about my clients. Yes. So I have the most awesome story ever to tell you. Even though it's not my client, it's my mom, but
okay. She's a client.
she's a client. So she owns an amp coil too now, and she bought one last summer. And a few years ago, she was diagnosed with osteoporosis. Wow. And so she had her last test was done in her last bone density test mm-hmm. was done in 2021. So last summer she started amp coiling the bone regeneration journey on the amp coil once a week. And she did it for a year. She just got her test results back last week, and her bone density has increased in her spine by 11%.
Wow.
Yeah.
That
she's
is
no
amazing.
Longer.
Amazing.
I know.
Wow. That's so cool. I mean, and how does she feel? Does she feel like her bones are stronger, or did she notice any difference?
Well, I don't know that she noticed a physical difference, yeah. But I think that she's now so excited.
What other journeys is she going to run?
I know, right? Now she does run other journeys all the time. One of her favorites is called Balance the Mind. It just really helps with energy and clarity and focus and
yeah.
So she's really, I mean, that story is so near and dear to my heart because it's my mom.
Yeah.
But also like, wow. I mean, we have test results to prove.
Right. You have actual scientific evidence. Well, and also you, like you had chronic conditions, such as like you said, urinary, bladder, kidney, infections, yes. Chronic Lyme, back pain, you couldn't walk. And now you're a healing practitioner that's here for anyone that wants to book a session that, you know, is amazing.
It is. Thank you. I think so too. I mean, it's funny how it all happened, right? I was traveling. In 2021, I got rid of all my stuff. I got rid of my apartment, my car, everything. Yeah. And I decided I was going to do a digital nomad journey. And while I was traveling, everywhere I went, somebody needed healing.
Yeah.
You know, in Greece, there was a woman with horrible migraines. So I ran headache help on her. And, you know, there was a man with a swollen knee in the Caribbean. And so I ran circulation on him, and a woman with emotional distress in Scotland. So everywhere I went, you know, somebody needed help. And that's when I decided to return to LA. I was like, oh, this is what I'm supposed to do.
No, it's interesting because it sounds like your mom also purchases. So are you also like are you like an affiliate? Can people like learn how to do this from you?
Oh yeah. So
it?
Well, yes. Well, no. So I'm not an affiliate per se. I know, right? I'm not an affiliate per se. I am a ambassador and a practitioner. So yes, someone could come to me and they could get a demo and
nice.
And or if I refer them to the company, then I do receive a monetary exchange, yeah. Which is very nice because, you know, energy exchanges are good. And and so that's pretty awesome. And then I also provide coaching. So, you know, if someone gets a new amp coil and just isn't really sure where to start, you know, I do coaching calls with them.
That's awesome.
And then obviously I help people here, in LA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. I'm like, I'm going to hang up with you and sign up. So, so you actually are going to, you're writing a memoir and it's called Pre-Existing Conditions. Can you maybe tell us a little bit more about what to expect for this memoir that's coming out?
Sure. So I wrote this book because, so last summer I was in, I was at a writing retreat in Greece, which was amazing. And everyone around me was writing memoirs and I was working on a novel, that I had written, and I was going to rework the structure. And then, you know, like 3 days in, I realized, oh, I'm supposed to write a memoir about 7 years of healing chronic Lyme disease in a country with for-profit healthcare. And, you know, at that retreat, I read, so there were writers from all over the world at the retreat.
Yeah.
And I read a scene where I had to sneak out of the hospital and because I had a kidney infection. They wanted to keep me overnight and I couldn't afford to stay overnight.
No, because you were probably in observation status and it wouldn't have been covered.
Exactly. And so, and even if it had been covered, you know, I had one of those catastrophic insurance plans where it was like, you know, a $6,000 deductible and then, you know, and $10,000 for hospitalization. Like it was, you know. Anyway, so I read the scene out loud and the international writers were horrified. They just kept saying, I don't understand. Why did you have to leave? I don't understand. What do you mean you couldn't afford to stay? Well, how much would something like that cost? How could this happen? It's America. It's one of the richest countries in the world. How could they do that to their people? And then I thought, oh my God, I'm supposed to write this book. I'm Let's really supposed to write this book.
Let's talk about the American healthcare system. It's a travesty.
It's a travesty.
It is. It is. And I think it's wonderful though, that you can say like, look, you don't necessarily have to go the Western healing route. There are other options and other opportunities to heal yourself, you know, through somatic healing and, you know, you doing the amp coil and, you know, maybe doing holistic healing, and you don't necessarily have to turn to, okay, well, my doctor said, and it's, I feel like a lot of people are turning away from, you know, doctor's word is sacred gold. You know, it's no, cause we can go on the internet. We can search, like you had an epiphany, like I don't want to do this anymore. And, you know, you were able to find these beautiful healing modalities that has transformed your life and transformed lives of a lot of other people too.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what happened. Absolutely. And I think you're right about people starting to understand that there are other ways.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. So I like that you became a nomad, and I know you just brought that up. So traveling around the world, how did that nomadic lifestyle contribute to your spiritual and emotional healing?
Oh, it was amazing because I was so uncomfortable in so many situations, and it really made me slow down. My biggest lesson, I think, is that of my lifetime is to slow down. Like, we don't need to be like, go, 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 make the money, do the job. I mean,
again,
oh my God.
American lifestyle.
Exactly.
So what I'm hearing is we need to move. Just kidding.
I know, right?
Sorry.
Oh, right. I know. So yeah, slow down was one of my biggest lessons, and also just have patience and then also roll with it. Like, you know, I left the US and I went to Bonaire, this amazing little island just north of Venezuela. And, you know, I'd packed this big suitcase because I was planning on staying there for months, and the suitcase got lost, and I didn't even have underwear.
Wow.
You know, and it was like, and then I thought, oh my God, all of my belongings. Cause I had already gotten rid of everything, my apartment, all my, it wasn't like I could go home to a closet full of clothes. There was, that was all, everything I owned.
I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah. And you know what? Strangers stepped in. I had a friend of a friend who lived on the island, who I'd spoken on the phone with once.
Oh my goodness.
And she actually came to the airport to surprise me. And she, I mean, which I had spoken to her once, and she took me to a store. She helped me buy underwear.
That's amazing. Like the power of community. Like that's really beautiful.
It was incredible. Yeah.
And then and for I saw you to everywhere. Not be like, you know like just hearing this for me, I'd be like, oh, but it sounds like you just kind of rolled with it. Like, it's like, okay.
I didn't have a choice. Yeah. I didn't have a choice. Yeah. But I'll never forget her. Jean. I love you, Jean.
Jean, we love you. We love you, Jean. Thank you, Jean. So let me ask you this. While you're helping others now, was there maybe a specific person, book, or event that did aid you in your own healing journey?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So in 2017, I had spent $20,000 out of pocket in medical costs. I had thousands of dollars worth of supplements in my cabinets. None of them were working. You know, I'd been doing the same thing year after year after year. And I knew I had to do something different. And I just didn't know what it was going to be, right? So I Googled best energy healer in LA. And Garz Chan came up. And so I read her Yelp reviews, which were amazing. And then I went to see her and it was incredible. And you know what? I met her at such an important time. She's now has 100,000 followers. And yeah. I mean, she's booked a year in advance. And I had the luxury of seeing her in person in her home every other week for almost a year.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because at the same time I'd heard about the amp coil and it's expensive, it's $8,000 for the amp coil.
That's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money,
but
right?
It's worth it. Think about $30,000, $8,000. I mean, there's value in, yes, it may be expensive, but think of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that was the question, right? Was I going to spend, did I tell you $30,000? I had $20,000.
I'm sorry. I may have blown it out of proportion, guys.
Oh, no. Well, because I only made $31,000 that year because I was so sick. So that's how upside down I was. And I was $65,000 in credit card debt of medical costs.
Wow.
And, and I'd had family that was so kind and generous enough to help me above that $65,000. Yeah. You know, the whole thing cost about $100,000. So, so when I was wondering whether or not to get to buy the amp coil and I mentioned it to Garz and she said, that sounds interesting.
Does she do it now?
We both bought one.
And she probably uses it in her sessions now.
She did for a long time. I don't think she's still using it in sessions, but yeah, maybe she is. I don't know, but yeah.
I love that. So let me ask you this. If anyone is interested in booking a healing journey, a one-on-one session, I know you have a lot of information that's up on your website. Where is the best place for us to go to?
SuzanneCasamento.com.
I love that. And finally, what advice would you offer to those who are just beginning at their own, maybe healing journey? Any tips or resources that you can recommend?
Yes. Okay. So, read The Body Keeps the Score, what is his name? Bessel van der Kolk. I might be messing up his name. It's a doctor, that explains, how trauma is carried in our cells. It kind of makes it clear that, there are pre-existing conditions that are not mine from generation to generation to generation. And so that was a great book for me. Absolutely. Energy healing, breathwork, meditation is so incredibly important. Just try it all. Yeah. Anything that comes your way, try it. Because it's coming your way for a reason.
100% agree with you. I feel like the universe, you ask, the universe is going to deliver. And it's going to be like, oh, I'm going to try this. Oh, I'm going to try this. Oh, I'm going to try this. And then you find your own toolbox of what works for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, well, Suzanne, thank you so much for coming on the Spiritual Spotlight series. I am so excited to learn more about this amp coil and this wonderful healing modality. I just want to say thank you so, so, so much.
Thank you. It was really fun.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope that you found the episode to be enlightening and insightful. Our goal is to create content that not only entertains, but also helps you grow spiritually and connect with your inner self. If you enjoyed listening to this episode, we would greatly appreciate if you could take a moment to like, subscribe, and write a review. Your feedback is incredibly valuable to us and helps us to improve the quality of our content and to reach a wider audience. We believe that by sharing knowledge and insights about spirituality, we can help inspire positive change and personal growth. So if you found our podcast to be meaningful and informative, we encourage you to share it with your friends and family. Thank you once again for your support and for joining us on this journey of self-discovery and spiritual growth. We look forward to sharing more episodes with you in the future.